If you've just tuned in, you're about 40 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes past the hour, but thanks for joining me. A little corollary to something I said in segment one about holding title, spouses, two different people, checking on it to make sure that you hold it properly in California, community property state, so that when one owner passes, the property will get stepped up to today's gain, today's value, I should say. So the basis gets stepped up. And two things. One is, don't take tax, legal, and estate planning advice from a real estate agent on the radio. And two, I started wondering, because they had this rule where if you're a married couple, you get a $500,000 exemption if you exclusion, capital gains exclusion, the first $500,000, and a single person gets $250,000. And it used to be that if your spouse died, I think you had to sell the house within the same calendar year. And then they changed it to 1 year. But then I started thinking, if you're in a community property state and the whole property will get stepped up, why do you even need that exclusion if one spouse dies? So that's a question for the estate planning attorney and someone who knows, but that's interesting. Okay, this was one that sold. Why did I bring this up? Oh, just because it was on the Mesa on Luneta, a little street on the Mesa, and it sold off market for $1,958,000. They were asking $1,925,000. And I brought it up because it's a two-bedroom, two-bath house, 1,053 square feet. It's almost $2 million. So that's almost $2,000 a square foot. I didn't do the math in advance, so I hope that's correct. If not, correct me. This was another house that sold July 22nd, 2023, sold for almost $5 million, a house in Hope Ranch. And it sold off market. It had previously sold in June of 2020. Just by happenstance, you know, I've been seeing properties that sold before COVID took hold and then sold again. And there was another one on, oh God, I can't think of the name of the street, Montecito Street, El Bosque. And it sold. It didn't sell in 2020, but in 2021, then it sold again. But I found out that they did some remodeling, sold off market, so I couldn't see pictures. So this one was remodeled perfectly in June of 2020, sold for $2,825,000. And then almost 3 years later to the day, it sells for 74.5% more, $4,930,000 versus $2,825,000. It had sold before then in 2017 for $1,865,000. I don't know when all this remodeling was done. And sadly, that person had bought it 6 months earlier in the year for $1,875,000, and they had to sell it for 0.5% less than what they paid. But I don't have the details on the when that remodeling hit. But it was definitely remodeled when it sold in June of 2020 for $2,825,000, and then it goes up 74.5%, sells July 22nd, 2023 for $4,930,000. Okay, this is a story about a tourist who was a British tourist, and he went to a Airbnb in the Hollywood Hills, and it was for an extended vacation. And it seems like the the property was shared with the owners. It could have, you know, they had lived at the property, the owners, during the time of this tenant's stay, this Airbnb. And he started to get bites, and he thought they were mosquitoes. And he didn't bring up the bites during the 4 weeks when he had the symptoms, but then he discovered they were bed bugs. When asked why he didn't reach out, he said he didn't connect the two. Really? I mean, I would think if you... Anyway. So they found the tenant partially liable because he didn't come out right away. Now, you think if someone doesn't come out right away, and then you... $375,000 for the bug bites. I don't know how you don't prove that he brought the bed bugs with him. It's kind of dicey. How to, you know, and the owners were living on the same property. They didn't have them. So how do you prove that? Last year, this attorney had another client who reached a $100,000 settlement with Disneyland Resort after claiming she was bitten by bed bugs during a stay in 2018. So, I don't know. I hope we don't find out that this attorney has like a bed bug colony that he raises like you raise honeybees. But it's pretty funny that he keeps finding people getting bitten by bed bugs. So, the old expression, don't let the bed bugs bite. I mean, I don't know why you would want to tell a child that. That sounds pretty horrific, but somebody made it up. Okay, that's enough. We're going to take a break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.